This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. Did you miss me? I missed you. Don't worry. Are you in for a ride tonight? Because you know what I am tonight? This is what I am. I'm one of Whoopi Goldberg's ex-husbands. Now, what does that mean? It means there's just so much I'm not sure if I can handle it all. Here's what we have. I'm going to follow through on Medal of Honor Monday, even though it's not Monday. An hour from now, we're doing a Medal of Honor citation. You know what else we're doing? History. Twice. We're doing history on tonight's show, most definitely once, probably twice. You want some history, Jesse? I miss history. Jesse, bring back history. Jesse, talk more history. I miss it too. It's coming back. I'll do that around Medal of Honor an hour from now. Because I didn't get a chance to tackle it last night, I'm going to tackle the Trump charges. And I have some very hard words for you. Well, they're going to be hard to hear, but they are true. And I'll explain in a minute. We're going to deal with the gigantic spending bill. We're going to deal with our outrageous intelligence agencies, America's new religion, the vaccine news, which is not good. There is a mountain to climb tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And in case you're wondering, Jesse, the show wasn't up. The podcast wasn't up yesterday. That's because I didn't do one. I sat down and tried to do one, and every time I talked, my voice would give out, and I'd just keep coughing. That may happen again tonight, but we're doing it no matter what. And I need to explain something, and this is the most unprofessional thing in the world, but I'm unprofessional, so just gird your loins for it. If I'm in the middle of a sentence tonight, and I'm telling you this is going to happen. If I'm in the middle of a sentence tonight or in the middle of making a point, and all of a sudden I just start randomly playing some soundbite that doesn't really make sense.
U.S. District Court Judge David Carter examined just...
It's because I'm coughing. It's because I'm coughing my lungs out. I don't want just dead air hanging out there. And when I get back, I'll explain to you that I was coughing my lungs out and continue my point. Just so you know, you want me here. I want to be here. I'm here, but there's a cost to doing business. Oh, gosh, I'm already coughing. Don't make me laugh tonight. Chris, don't make me laugh, all right? Now, let us begin with the hard things. You probably, if you've been listening for to the show a long time, I realize we keep setting download records to the show, so there are a lot of new listeners, but if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you will know that for a long time, I have been saying something very, very consistently about Donald Trump, the January 6th committee, and where all this is going. In case you haven't been, here's a pretty long clip. I don't know if it's too long, but whatever. From September, this is one of the many, many times I've said this. This is me from back in September. I've been trying to prep you for a while that you're going to see Donald Trump arrested. They're going to indict and arrest Donald Trump. They're going to do it on camera, and it's going to throw you into a rage. Okay. That's a lot, isn't it? It's a lot to take in. Now, you're probably steaming mad right now. Definitely at the thought of them arresting Trump for all this bogus crap, and it is all bogus. But maybe you're mad at me. Maybe you're sitting there saying, no, they won't. Jesse, that's stupid. Jesse, they don't even have any evidence. Jesse, you didn't do anything wrong. There's no evidence. What are you talking about? Calm down. It's just you and me talking. Let's walk through this and I'll walk you through my reasoning. Yes, all this is insane. It is unjust. It is wrong. All this is 100% politically motivated, has nothing to do with any crimes Trump committed. He didn't commit any crimes. That's ridiculous. He's on camera. We all see what he said on camera. It's not like it's some mystery. You, if you're mad at me about that, maybe it comes from a place of love for Trump, which I get, or maybe it comes from a different place. Now, this is a place that you have to fix. If you love Trump, that's good. Fine. Love Trump. Good. Fine. Good. Fly that flag. But if it's the other reason, you're going to have to fix something. Maybe you still think you live in a country where justice can be had from the DOJ. You've really got to understand what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with. Now, I'm going to explain something to you. We're going to walk through this together every single step of the way. And I will tell you exactly why I've told you this was coming for a long time. First, let's deal with the DOJ indicting Trump, whether they will or won't. Because what we have right now, as you already know, January 6th committee recommends an indictment. The DOJ has supposedly 100% of the authority on whether or not they will. The DOJ can say, nah, not interested, garbage. Or the DOJ can say, oh, absolutely, we'll charge him with everything. You know, the DOJ is still sending FBI SWAT teams to the homes of pastors for reading Bible verses at abortion clinics, right? You are aware of that? You are aware that the Federal Bureau of Investigation just 100% set up and entrapped a couple losers in Michigan, and now they're trying to send them to prison for the rest of their lives on terrorism charges. You know that, right? You know that the FBI, as you well know by now, I'm sure, not only has a designated team, they have a team of over 80 people whose sole job it is to monitor right-wing Twitter accounts and coordinate with Twitter to have those accounts banished. This is all underneath the Department of Justice, the same Department of Justice that got a letter from the teachers' unions that they were mad about angry school board parents and promptly sent the FBI after them. You, they're never going to indict Trump. There's no evidence. I would love for you to tell me one thing that would hold them back. Anything? Anyone? Awfully quiet out there. Nothing? Okay, so that comes the indictment. Now, let's deal with imprisonment. Because if he gets indicted, he's going to have to go to trial. Okay, grand jury, indictment, he's got to go to trial. Now, we're talking a trial. He gets a trial just like you would, just like I would. He doesn't get special privileges because he's president. I'm talking judge, jury, DA. Now, you don't live in Washington, D.C. Well, I mean, I guess there's a chance you do, but chances are you don't live in Washington, D.C. I have lived in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you something about Washington, D.C. 93%. 93% Democrats. That's the population of Washington, D.C. That means Donald J. Trump, as ridiculous as the charges are, as lacking in evidence as the charges are, he will be sitting in front of a jury that is probably, let's be honest, 100% Democrat. If not, it'll be almost all Democrats. Almost all of them. Okay, well, Jesse, they still have to... They still have to come up with concrete evidence. Okay. All right. Pause on that for a second. They have to come up with concrete evidence. All right. Let me ask you a question. You know about Stalin, right? We've had a million talks on this show and our various communism talks about Stalin. And I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going to come back to the Trump thing. I'll just walk through this point with me. We've talked about Stalin a bunch. And what do you know about Stalin? You know about the endless amounts of torture and murder. You know that Stalin divided the Soviet Union up into various areas, and he would give his NKVD, he would give his secret police quotas for how many people they had to kill in that area. You didn't have an option. You couldn't come back and say, hey, boss, couldn't find any guilty people. You know that Stalin took Ukraine and he starved millions of people to death. I won't go through all the details again. They're pretty heavy to handle, but you know what that looks like, right? Families of 5, 6, 7, 8, mom, dad, kids, little babies laying together in a bed, eating each other, or drawing straws on which one to eat. If this sounds a little harsh, that's good, because I want to paint a picture for you, and I'm doing this for a reason. Now, we're going to come back to this in a moment, but I just want you to marinate on something for a couple minutes as we go to break here. I want you to just marinate on this, okay? I want you to imagine Stalin just got brought back to life, and you get chosen as a juror in Stalin's trial. I want you to think long and hard. Take a couple minutes. You've got a couple minutes. I want you to think long and hard about what it would take for you to not convict Stalin of anything they accused him of. While you brew on that, maybe go take a minute while you're thinking about that horribleness and just lay down on your MyPillow mattress topper, because it'll make you feel better. You know what I have to do sometimes when I have to unpack all this stuff? We got all this Trump stuff. We have this horrible bill about the past, immigration talk tonight, great emails. Sometimes it can be a little hard to shut it down and get to sleep when I get home, except I have Giza Dream Sheets. I have a MyPillow mattress topper, so my sheets are like the most comfortable things ever, and my mattress topper is like sleeping on a cloud from heaven. Their mattress toppers are coming in as low as $99.99 right now. Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $29.98. Now, I went to community college, but that sure looks to me like for under $150, you can give yourself the best night's sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get it now. MyPillow.com, promo Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, it's not a good song. It's not. No, it's not. I know everyone plays it. I don't like it. I've never liked it. I don't think it's any good at all. Here, that's what I said. I said what I said. It is Jesse Pinkflower Kelly tonight, playing hurt again, sick. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm not actually sick. My voice just keeps going and I'm coughing, but I don't have any fever or body aches or anything like that. I'm totally fine. Totally fine. All right, back to what we were talking about. I was explaining why the January 6th committee, they of course, recommended four different charges for Trump, faces up to 40 years if convicted on all four charges, and why Donald Trump, you need to prepare yourself. I'm not trying to make you mad, and we're going to walk through this whole thing, believe me, and then we're going to get to the bill, this huge spending bill, and we have history coming in 45 minutes, and we're going to get to illegal immigration, but we're going to take our time through all this. I'm walking you through why you need to prepare yourself to see Donald Trump arrested and arrested on camera. They're going to put handcuffs on him. And ever since I bring this up, people will scream at me. That's crazy. They can't. There's no evidence. They wouldn't. Jesse, that's not just. Jesse, he didn't do anything wrong. No, I understand that. I understand that. You don't live in a just country anymore. I get it. Now, back to what we were talking about going into the break. I asked you, I brought up all the, well, a tiny bit of all the murder and horrible things Joseph Stalin did in the Soviet Union to his people, women, children, just horrible things, cannibalism, just stuff you can't even imagine. It would take 30 years to go over all the atrocities that were done to people in the Soviet Union. And I asked you, if they brought Stalin back to life and put him on trial, and you get picked as a juror, and you knew all these things, you knew them for a fact, what would it take for you to not convict Joseph Stalin? Whatever they accused him of. They could accuse him of computer crimes, and computers didn't even exist, and you would still say, guilty, sure he did it, yep, sent him to prison. Now, maybe you're sitting there right now saying, Jesse, Donald Trump's not Stalin, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. It is crazy. But these people are crazy. And keep in mind, in their minds, they are dealing with Joseph Stalin.
We've been very clear from the beginning that what we saw on January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
They think they're dealing with Joseph Stalin.
I think that the evidence is there that Donald Trump committed criminal offenses in connection with his efforts to overturn the election.
They think they're trying to save democracy and save the country.
Well, the January 6th committee did a tremendous job from beginning to end. The fact that they were able to conduct this type of inquiry with such intense pressure and maintain the dignity of it all was incredible.
You say that's ridiculous. I agree with you. It's ridiculous. You're dealing with people who think they're dealing with Hitler is one. Two, when you tell me they're not going to charge him, they're not going to arrest him, they're not going to arrest him on camera, I am going to turn around and I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Okay, who stops it? What's stopping it now? The arrest Trump thing has been a freight train that has been building up steam for 2 years. And if you tell me it's not going to happen, I'm going to simply ask you how it stops. Okay, fine. It's not going to happen. Where are the brakes? Well, a jury would never. No, I just told you what jury he'd be in. He's going to be in a Washington, D.C. jury. Well, Jesse, the judges would never. Judges, including Donald Trump's judges, have become the absolute worst tyrants in the world when it comes to the January 6th protesters. Even Trump-appointed justices have thrown these people into the clink forever. It's going to happen in Washington, D.C. It's going to happen with federal judges, Washington, D.C. juries. And the decision on whether or not to bring the actual charges is going to come from Joe Biden's DOJ, the same DOJ that has declared war on pro-life pastors and school board moms. I'm going to ask you again, Jesse, no, they wouldn't. What's stopping them? Anyone? Anyone? And you know what? You know what the real crime of this is? The real crime of this is there's no current cry right now from the GOP for a solution that would stop them. Because the solution that the only solution that has the potential to stop these people or slow these people down would not even be entertained by the Republican Party and 99.9% of the radio people and TV people and writers on the right. Do you want to know? Do you want to know what would stop it? Or at least what would have the potential to stop it? Are you sure you want to know? Might make you uncomfortable. Are you sure you want to know? Because it might violate your principles. If you want to know what might stop it, I will explain to you what might stop it in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Gosh, I'm salty tonight, Chris. This is what happens when I didn't have a night to vent last night. I couldn't talk. It means I couldn't talk on my Pure Talk phone. But that's okay because I also have unlimited data, text messaging, everything else. Pure Talk not only allowed me to keep my phone number, it saved me a ton of money. My family of four, our bill got cut in half when we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Half. Average family saves almost $1,000 a year. Or you can keep sending money to AT&T every month, to T-Mobile, Verizon every month. I mean, they hate your guts. They'll take your money and use it to fund everything you despise, or you can switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic company that actually loves the country, and virtually no trouble whatsoever. It takes nothing. You pick up your phone, you dial #250, you say Jesse Kelly, that'll save you 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. We're talking like 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes. Why wouldn't you switch? Switch to Pure Talk today. They make it easy. All right. All right. How do we stop it? What do we do? I'll tell you.
It was 1989.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, where do we fall on that song? Better or equal or worse than the original, the great Warren Zevon Werewolves of London song? You say that song? I don't necessarily disagree with Michael. It might be better, and I love the original. We played the original all the time, too. Kid Rock rocks. See, Chris? Even not 100%, I still go out there, and I just...
We're changing people's lives.
Now, let's talk about Trump. Hey, remember, we have Medal of Honor Tuesday, because I was out yesterday. Medal of Honor Tuesday, half hour from now. Got some history we're going to do around that. It's going to be super, super cool. We have this disastrous spending bill that's coming, and I'm just really, really upset about it. I'm really going to have to try not to yell, because then I'm going to end up coughing on the air, and I'm going to have to play random sound bites that make no sense while I hack my lungs out in the background. So we have a ton still to get to on the show, but let's get back to what we were talking about. I laid out for you. I spent the last half hour laying out for you why Donald Trump is going to be arrested. Probably on camera, by the way, too. Now, maybe you say, that Jesse, that's too far. Jesse, they would never go that far. Come on. They sent 30 FBI agents into his home. There's nothing these people won't do. There's no off-ramp. There's no brake. They don't even have brakes installed in the car. Sometimes they lay off the gas a little, but brakes aren't there. They're going to arrest him on camera. That's why they've been doing it over and over and over and over and over again to anyone associated with him. Remember, the FBI called CNN so they could show up when they sent a SWAT team into Roger Stone's house. They're going to arrest him, and they're going to arrest him on camera. Jesse, that would cause a civil war. Stop. No, it wouldn't. Just because it has you spitting mad doesn't mean it would make enough people mad to start something like that. I watched 90% of this country bow its head and crawl under its bed when we were told that your job wasn't essential anymore. They're not starting a civil war because Donald Trump gets arrested. But we don't want this to happen. You don't want to live in some kind of crazy late-stage republic where the Department of Justice only belongs to one political party, and one day they come knocking on your door. You don't want to live in that country. I don't want to live in that country. So what do we do? How do we stop this? Not just against Trump. Trump's one man. How do we stop it against all of us? How do we put this DOJ in check? Well, let me ask you an honest question. Just you and me. Do you think they're going to stop on their own? Do you think that all the communists who work at the DOJ, many of them Obama people, surprise, surprise, do you think they're going to ever, not just today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, do you think they're going to wake up in the morning, go to the bathroom, splash some water on their face, and look in the mirror and say, you know, I've gone too far. I don't feel like I have been fair with these right-wingers. I've been over the top. I've been unfair. I've used power too much. I think we should stop, guys. Do you think that'll happen? You don't? Oh, you don't? Okay. So you've listened to the show for a while. Well, anyone who has, tell me, what are the two things the communist understands? He only understands two things. What are they? Fear and pain. The communist only understands fear and pain. I don't have it in front of me, but that great Solzhenitsyn quote where he talks about his time in the gulag, and he calls communists the enemies of humanity because that's what they are. And he basically said, I've come to realize all they understand is the big fist. Hit them as hard as you possibly can with the biggest fists as you possibly can because nothing else will ever work. All they understand is fear and pain. Well, communists are not going to stop on their own. We don't want to do anything illegal, right? I don't want you to ever do that. I don't want you to do anything violent or illegal. So what do? We use the power we do have. Now, there's not a ton of it, but there is a significant amount of it, meaning we don't have the majority of power, but we have enough power to seriously hurt these people. So let's hurt these people with the state AGs. The state AGs. We have blood red states. Why are state AGs not responding in kind? You don't have to plant evidence on anybody. These people are virtually all crooks. If you have a Democrat in the House or the Senate, and they're all about this prosecute Trump at every turn life, then you take your state police force and you do a robust investigation into this human being. You find the crimes you know they've committed, and you start throwing the book at them. Start rounding them up. What did I tell you? What did I tell you after Donald Trump's home was raided? After they raided Mar-a-Lago, maybe you remember, I came on here and lost my mind. Not about the raid, about the lack of response. What did I say? I said not one Democrat's home has been raided by the state police in their state. Not one. Not one state AG. Not one governor. Not one state AG or governor looked at their state police force and said, we better respond in kind. We better punch the bully in the nose back or they're going to keep doing this. It didn't happen one time. And therefore the DOJ thought, well, they're never going to respond. We'll just keep going and going and going and going. I'm looking at the January 6th committee. I'm looking at Democrats. Okay, here's a Democrat from Florida on the January 6th committee. I'm looking at Democrat. Whoa, Liz Cheney from Wyoming. Huh, look at that. It's more than just one or two Democrats on the January 6th committee from states with a Republican governor and a Republican AG. Why has Liz Cheney not had her door kicked in by a SWAT team from Wyoming? Why? You tell me that Cheney's haven't committed crimes? Be serious. The whole family's a crime family. Why has the state AG in Wyoming not found one and charged her with it? Jesse, we can't do that. It makes me uncomfortable. No. I know it makes you uncomfortable. That's why you need to grab your binky and go back up to the stands while the people out here on the field continue to try to win and save this country. I know it makes you uncomfortable. That's too daggone bad. Go to the sidelines until you get the guts to fight the game. That's the game we're in now. Do you like that? No, I don't want you to like it. I hope you hate it. It disgusts me that we live in some kind of a late stage republic that now we have to send our AGs after their guys because they're sending their AGs after our guys. I think that's a terrible place to be as a country. It sucks. But it's where we are. It is where we are. They're never, ever, 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 ever. They're never going to wake up, not once, and say to themselves, guys, we've taken this too far. I know we're going up against Nazi white supremacists. We're going up against Hitler, really. He's Hitler. But guys, we've been too hard on Hitler and all Hitler's SS guys. We should back off of Hitler. It's never going to happen. You're dealing with deranged lunatics who actually think they're dealing with Hitler. And guess what? Even after they're done arresting Trump and charging Trump, and they'll probably throw Trump in prison, it's not like they'll stop then either. They're just going to come right after you. This never stops until they experience fear and pain as well. They don't have any reason to stop. I actually, in a weird way, I support them. Not that I support what they do, but I totally get them. If I was a deranged communist lunatic, I wouldn't stop either. Tell me one thing that has happened that tells me I should stop. Anything? There's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. So I'd keep going too. I don't blame them one bit. I'm going to make one final point on this, then we get to some emails, and we have this big omnibus bill, and then we got history coming up in 15 minutes. I told you it was going to be a good show tonight. But look, that's who we are. We don't do anything. Back to them. I just said this. I can't count how many GOP elected officials are probably out there right now saying, oh, we can't do that, Jesse. Those aren't my principles. Okay. Go to the sidelines and go grab yourself a male vitality stack from Chalk, please. We clearly have a testosterone problem here in the GOP. It's a problem that needs to be fixed. It's a problem that needs to be fixed like right now. And so get yourself checked. Everyone in the GOP, especially you state AGs, state governors, go get yourself checked out. You clearly have some low T levels because already Democrats should have been arrested, investigated. They have to know it will come back their way. Male vitality stacks are 35% off with the subscription. Natural herbal supplements, by the way, not chemical filth. Natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and history's coming up. History and Medal of Honor Tuesday's coming up about 10, 15 minutes from now. I may get sidetracked forever. I don't care. I don't care. I was gone yesterday. I have so much I need to unburden myself with. Now, I know a lot of that was hard to hear, and I'm sorry to dump all that on you. I know that's probably not something you've heard a lot of, but I always want to make sure we're being real with ourselves. I don't want to live in a world of make-believe like they do. I want to live in reality. Now, that gets hard because you don't like where we're at as a country. I don't like where we're at as a country. It sickens me. I don't want to be here. But unless we acknowledge where we are, we'll never make it. Look, this isn't even a history thing I was actually going to do. It just popped into my head, so I'm going to do a little sidetrack one right now. I was I've been doing some reading another book this weekend, and I've been reading about the British in World War II and various things the Brits were doing, and the Scottish, and really cool stuff that we don't talk about as much because it's not us. We focus on ourselves, understandably. But there was this one guy. He was in the Gordon Highlanders, whatever. He was part of the British troops, and they were guarding Singapore. And the Japanese war machine started tearing their way towards, through Malaya, towards Singapore. And the Brits who were there, they were not trained well. They had crappy weapons. His weapon was from World War I. And they start getting word passed down to them about all these atrocities the Japanese are committing along the way. And they're machine gunning these people. And they're torturing these people. And they're burning these people alive. And they're really, really bad. And all this stuff is happening. This barbarian army. And all the troops are starting to talk about it. Rumors fly fast. The troops are all, hey, did you hear what these guys did? They skinned this guy alive. And did you hear what this guy did? And the guys are getting understandably concerned. Then the couple big naval ships, I'm not going to go into the Prince of Wales, and I won't go into the names, it doesn't matter. A couple big British naval ships they were banking on to protect them. The Japanese sink them. And now they have nothing left, and they know the Japanese are coming. And then the Japanese do come. They take them over. The British have to surrender. So they surrender all these troops to these guys. And they throw them all right away in this camp that's real close. And they know all the stories, remember. I just told you, they've heard all the stories. They know all the stories about things the Japanese have done. And they're starting to get a glimpse of it because now people are being beaten. People are being shot. It's really, really bad in the camps. And the Japanese had a problem, though. Remember, the prisoners always outnumber the prison guards. And if there was ever an organized effort by the prisoners, you can generally overwhelm the guards. It's not something that happens because of human nature. But that's just one of those things every prison guard will tell you. Hey, they could take us anytime they wanted. Just can't ever get their stuff together to do it. So the Brits, they're having a hard time breaking all these Brits. They're screaming at them, and they'll start singing their national anthem, and they're these patriotic people, and they're holding themselves together. But the Japanese don't want them in this camp. The Japanese want them building what's called the Railway of Death. Have you ever seen Bridge Over the River Kwai? You've heard the Railway of Death. It's a really, really horrible, horrible story. The Japanese, for supply reasons, wanted to build this railroad through the jungle. Other engineers, like from Britain, had looked at building one, and they said, no, the loss of life would be too much just from the fever and everything else. And the Japanese said, well, I have a solution for that. What about slaves? So they took all these prisoners, and they wanted to take them deep into the jungle and build the Railway of Death. But they were worried they weren't going to be able to get these guys on the trucks they needed to get them out of there. They were worried there was going to be some kind of organized revolt. And so the Japanese started telling, the same Japanese who've been torturing and murdering and doing all these things, they started telling all these prisoners, they started telling them, keep in mind, these people, we call it a vacation. Like, I'm about to go on a vacation. I'm about to have a Christmas vacation. They call it a holiday. I'm going on a holiday. And so they begin to tell these guys who they've already been mistreating, who already know about all the torture and death. They begin to tell these guys they're going to start moving them out of this camp that's really harsh into what they called holiday camps, basically vacation camps. And at this holiday camp, it's just a way for you to get some time off. You can have all the food you want, and we got comfortable beds set up for you. And hey, we got a holiday camp for you. So just all 20 of you gather around, get on the truck. No. We're not going to take you someplace to torture and die of dysentery. No. It's a holiday camp. And this book I'm reading by this guy, he talks about his disbelief at how many of his guys around him bought into this. And he was flabbergasted. And he would try to explain to them, are you out of your mind? These are medieval barbarians. They just tortured Mark right in front of us. What do you really think the guy who just tortured Mark in front of you is going to take you to a holiday camp somewhere? And he was shunned and shushed. Hey, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. No, there totally is a holiday camp. There was no holiday camp. They took them in trucks down to trains where they loaded them on trains for 36 hours at a time while they defecated on themselves and died of dehydration in boxcars in Singapore before they finally dumped them off in the jungle, anyone who was still alive, and then they marched them 50 miles back into the jungle to keep dying. But it is human nature to believe in the holiday camp. It is human nature to look at the prosecution of Donald Trump and the coming arrest of Donald Trump. It is prosecution that, it's just human nature that you want to believe these things. It can't happen. It's not justice. There's no evidence. They can't, Jesse. Jesse, the country's not totally gone. Jesse, stop. There's no holiday camp. It's not coming. All right? You got to grow up. All right. It's enough of that. Enough of that yuckiness. Let's talk Medal of Honor Monday, even though it's Tuesday. We're going to do Medal of Honor citation next. I'm going to do history with it. And then we're going to get mad all over again and talk about this huge crappy bill Republicans are passing. In the meantime, it's December 20th. My sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Mickey. You know that there's only 5 days till Christmas, right? 5 days until Christmas. You know that that loved one in your life might just appreciate some protection for Christmas. Personal protection. Protection that will stop a bad person from hurting them very badly. Hero gun. Hero arrow. It is non-lethal, so if it's not a gun person, they don't have it. I don't like guns. Fine. Don't call it a hero gun. Just call it a hero. No, it's just a hero. Pepper balls from the hero gun. Pepper gel from the hero arrow. Hero arrow's a little smaller. Don't need a concealed carry permit. That baby girl you sent off to college, right in her purse. Everything's fine. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets her a special discount. Give the gift of safety for Christmas. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? State restrictions may apply. It's Medal of Honor Monday, Tuesday time.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.